Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 322. How are we all doing? Oh, just for a change, Jonathan was number one. You're on fire, Jonathan. On fire. Oh, he's getting dinner ready. Chicken and Spanish grains. Now, that sounds really nice. What did we have? Oh, it was vegetables done Mike's special way with some beef. It was very, very nice. Hello, Kim. How is everybody getting on? Sad news from the UK today. Captain Tom in hospital. Apparently he's been ill for a few weeks with pneumonia. But today he got taken into hospital and he's tested positive for COVID. How? Seriously, how? I'm sure he has not been attending illegal parties. But unfortunately, he's in hospital at the moment, holding his own at the minute. So fingers crossed. I couldn't believe he hadn't already been vaccinated. He should have been number one. After all he's done, and the fact that he's 100 and they were vaccinating the over 80s, he should have been first in the queue for the first one and the second booster within 3 weeks. But apparently not. Well, actually, they didn't say that he had been vaccinated or he hadn't been vaccinated. And who's to say it wasn't a dodgy reaction? But that's where he is at the moment. So fingers crossed, prayers are heading his way. If you know, we could afford to, if we had to choose, he wouldn't be the top of our list for departing this lovely planet of ours, would he? No, the politicians would be way ahead of him. So I'm just fingers crossed that, you know, quite a few people have recovered, but it's not looking good at the moment. What else has been going on here? The deaths are ludicrous. I think it was over 600 today, and it's the weekend. So sometimes you only get like 100 reported. But no, 600 today and another 23,000 confirmed cases. It's reporting it might snow here. Now, if it snows, you do know what that means, don't you, lovely MacBiters? Maybe Mike and Lola will discover more chickens in the morning. If it snows, I'm predicting chickens. Do you know, I only wish we were making up these things, but we're not. So you can imagine, we just live in an area of insanity in the UK. We should rename ourselves. Kim just went on all the local hospital websites. They have no vaccine, all of them. Apparently, we've got that much vaccine that by the end of the year, we'll be supplying others, apparently. Boris is giddying himself with excitement over this. Because obviously over here at the moment, it's a bit of a us versus the EU thing. And where is the UK got criticised initially and the death rate overall has not been great. The fact that the vaccination rollout is going absolutely tickety-boo, they're covering themselves in glory, are the politicians. Europe, less so. They hung about too long before signing the contracts and now they're in a bit of a flap and tearing each other apart. Which somebody did say way, way back. The whole point of the EU originally was an economic union. And then it all got a bit much and we were all like little clones of each other with the richer countries supporting the poorer countries and so forth. But you are really supposed to, when you want to join the EU, have like, you've got to submit all kinds of things so that they're not taking on in air quotes, a lame dog country that everybody has to then support. But somebody pointed out at the beginning of this, right, that the EU had become the United States of Europe to some people. But the second that there was a global pandemic, everybody shut their borders, which is not really the essence of it. It'd be like having a wall built around, let me think, California. See, you can't go into the neighbouring state. This was brought to light by a couple. I think one was a widower and one was a widow. And they'd met and they were seeing each other. But I think they must have been in their mid to late 70s. One lived in one country in the EU, one lived in another. And they shut the border. Literally, it was like a little gate. It wasn't anything that you couldn't have like walked around. But it was there figuratively to look at. And this couple used to travel like 20 miles from one way and 20 miles from the other and sit either side of this gate and chat all day and then go home in the evening. Oh, the EU. Oh, well, it gives us hours of happy fun, doesn't it? Oh, those chickens are crazy. I have no idea where they're coming from. I said to Mike, maybe the big one was the same one. So there I am, turning the picture upside down and looking at the sell-by date and the weight, and they weren't the same. So they definitely were three frozen chickens. And the fact that they're just, well, one of them was sat on the wall of the pub. The other one was on the floor. I've no idea why. And like I said, where... My only thing was, maybe it's a way of like putting some food out for people who need it, but you'd have to be desperate, wouldn't you, to pick up a frozen chicken, the origin of which you have no idea. Lola wasn't really that interested. The first time it was there, she wanted to hair off and go trot. And Mike's like, no, I won't take this picture. And just as he managed to take the picture, she shot off with him in hot pursuit. Oh, so they'll keep their eye out. I just wish I knew. It's the kind of thing we need to send to the local paper and find out what's going on, isn't it? Oh, Kim was watching BBC America. I was watching the dust up with the islands. It's crazy. Yes. Well, that was all a bit dicey to start with because of the border regulations or not. So really, if anybody got to Europe and you've got free movement within Europe, if you can get to Ireland, then you can get to Northern Ireland and then technically you can get to here. It's ridiculous, but that's what's going on. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Tracy doesn't know what Spanish grains are. You're about to be apprised. He had the word Spanish style on the packet. In other words, it could actually mean anything. Are they spicy, Jonathan? Is that what they mean? Oh, Kim saw the photo of that couple. Weren't they sweet? They had little flasks with them and picnic stools. And you think, do you know, couldn't they just self-isolate for 14 days and then just live in the same house? That happened to a friend of ours. This friend of ours had her own house and I knew she was seeing this guy. She's in her 50s, this lady, mid-50s. And I knew she was seeing this guy. They've been seeing each other for a while. And I just assumed that they probably lived together. But no, they didn't. And then the first lockdown came. And it was like, well, we're not going to be able to see each other. Now, I'll admit, initially it was for 3 weeks. But let's be honest, we all knew there'd be another 3 weeks and probably another one. So they pondered what best to do. Now, I don't know what they did do. I'm assuming they picked a house and moved into it. But... just before Christmas, I think it was, they bought their together home and they've moved about 20 miles away. Actually, they are now living opposite the school I went to when I was 11 to 12. And I thought, I know that road. I got it on the map and I thought, whoa, that is so close. It's literally opposite the gates to my old school. So now they're happily living together. Which, you know, they were quite happy with the way things were. So they probably wouldn't have been. And she was saying like it's been a blessing, really, because it made their mind up for them. Oh, so they're together now, 20 miles away. They aren't spicy. Well, what does Spanish style mean then? Let's have a look at the grains. He put a picture up. Excellent, Jonathan. Let's have a look at the grains. And then Tracy can explain in what way they are not Spanish. Because I'm sure they're probably not. I think if you said to me Spanish style, I would think, and I've not seen the picture yet, I would think red, rich warm colours and spicy. No, not really. I don't know what's Spanish about that. That chicken, that leg's not off one of our chickens, is it, Jonathan? We've got potentially six chicken legs there. It looks lovely anyway. I don't tend to have stuff with bits in, but I have had rice. I actually do prefer cauliflower rice, but there's a worldwide shortage of cauliflowers at the moment, so I'm not having that. We did have rice. What I do like is couscous, and we would buy it in a big bottle from Costco. But the problem is Costco at the moment only have one flavour, if that's what you want to call it, of couscous, and it's the spicy one with extra chilies. And I can't eat that. No way. So I'm not having any couscous either, which I'm pretty upset about. We do not have an Asda delivery tonight. The only thing missing from Tesco was the leeks. So what we've done is rearrange the recipes so we can live without the leeks. Once we finish last week's supply of leeks, that's it until next week. Mike's decided to clear that so we don't have to have a delivery. See, if we were having the Asda delivery, it would have been last night instead of the Tesco delivery, which arrived on Friday, because Mike knows best and he's reorganised it all. And me? I stay out of it. If I don't stay out of it, I get embroiled in it, and I don't want to get embroiled in it, so I stay out of it. Oh, glad you're enjoying it, Jonathan. As I say, ours was veg and some beef, which was very nice. It's book club tonight as well. We've done all the admin stuff. We're actually getting going now with the books. And this time it is two books, not one book. Just to make it interesting. Don't know how you do a book club with two books instead of one, but never mind. What was funny was, I knew I had the first book, so I get the name of the second book. And I'm thinking, all right. Yeah. And the name rang a bell, I'll grant you. The name rang a bell. But I wouldn't have known why. I think the name, was it Daniel? I think that was the name. Let's have a look. Good grief, that's expensive. Oh no, that's Audible. Yes, that's the one. Right, the name rang a bell, but I couldn't say the book did. So I'm thinking to myself, I'll go and buy the book. So it's off to Amazon to find out I've already bought it and forgot and haven't actually read it yet. So never mind. Actually had the book already. It's by a guy called Daniel Coyle. It's called The Culture Code. Sounds like Culture Club, doesn't it? The Culture Code. Has anybody read it? Jonathan hopes there isn't a shortage of leeks again this week, otherwise there'll be trouble for you. Does this mean Nanny Isaacs wants leeks? Oh. If she does that, there will be major trouble, won't there? The thing is, what they seem to be short of, I mean, apart from the lettuce, which doesn't really have a flavour, does it? But it's things that have a real different taste or flavour to them. Like leeks, my mum made some leek bread once. Oh, it was gorgeous. And she made celery bread and that was amazing. But it does have a taste to it. I think if you ate a piece of... If you had a piece of it blindfolded, I reckon you'd know it was a leek. And the same with the fennel. That's not only got a taste to it, it's got a smell to it as well. And that's what they seem to be out of stock of. But they seem to have plenty of stock of complete garbage. So, you know, like if you wanted a 25-pack of crisp, not a problem. But if you want real food, yeah, that's more of an issue. Much, much, much more of an issue. So rice, peppers, black beans, it's more like South America. They'll probably sell it to you, though, Tracy, if it says Spanish. If people are thinking, let's use their logic. What can't we do? Oh, go on holiday. Where would we go? Oh, Spain. I know, let's put Spain on the packet and people will buy it. And I reckon that's what they'll do. Do I remember which map that's after hours? It's the one where I taught us how to change the folder with the photo. That was just something I threw in, wasn't I? Didn't I? So I don't think it would be in the running order. Now, why was I mentioning it? Because I remember young Jonathan getting rather excited. I would reckon it was in the 70s or 80s. But that would be a guess. Let me have a look at my index and see if I can find anything useful in my index. Folder icon, probably. I think we did it... Oh, hang on. What's that? Let me have a look. Do you change the folder icon? How do you do that? A question from Altogether Now, a young Jonathan. And what show was that? It was a good grief. It couldn't have been. Oh, wow. It says after hours 54, which was the 20th of December 2019. Can you remember it being that far back? Right, let me do a search there. In fact, let me go to 54. That would be a good place to start, wouldn't it? If I go to after hours 54 and then look at the running order. Right, we looked at Hindenburg, we looked at Pixelmator Pro, super resolution. Image to icon, it could have been when we did image to icon, couldn't it? That would make total sense. So let's have a look at that. I reckon it was probably that. So I reckon it was 54. Now, if you let me get to 54, this tests if the system, air quotes, works. So I found that in the chat relating to 54. I've gone to 54. I'm on YouTube. I'm looking at... I don't know if Mike's made a mistake here. I've got Wirecast and then Pixelmator Pro and then the freebies. But did we look at that for that long? Then we looked at advanced masking and notebooks. But it doesn't actually say. So if it was, let's go back the other way, it would have been after the Pixelmator Pro, I think. So let's have a look at the Pixelmator Pro and see if we did do image to icon. And if we did, Mike's missed it. There's the freebies. There's the icon. It could well be 54, but don't quote me on that. I didn't think it was that long ago, but it could have been. But it's a very simple process. I'll whip you through it. It is very simple. All you need to do is get the... Well, it depends where the icon's coming from. If the icon is an icon that belongs to something else, then you bring the info panel, so Command and I, on the item that has the icon that you want. You click the icon on the info panel at the top and you copy, and then you bring up the info panel on the item that you want that to be the image for. And again, you click on the icon and you paste. Now, if the icon is in a file, so it's a PNG, then you need to open the PNG, anywhere will do, but let's say preview. Command and A, Command and C, so you've copied it. And then you bring the info panel up of the item you want that to be the icon for. Click on the icon and it gets like a blue outline on it. And you just paste it in there. I'd start at 54 because in my notes it said we looked at image to icon, but Mike's not actually put it in the running order. So start at 54. Other than that, I will charge Mike with finding it because that's a bit weird. Normally, he does the list from the slides that come up. Behind the scenes tour here. Here you go, behind the scenes tour. When we started, the running order was on a piece of paper. The desk. And I remember one week we missed a bit because I just totally forgot. So I said to Mike, I've got an idea. I said, wouldn't it be easier if that came up on the screen? And Mike said, yeah, but you'd be in and out of a presentation and it would drive you mad. So I said, well, no, because I can get in and out of a presentation completely seamlessly. That's where the 3 and in, it used to be 3 and 8. It's now not because it's PowerPoint, but it's a shortcut key. And all it does is hide Keynote or hide PowerPoint. And then you use the same key because you've got it set to be a toggle and it toggles it back on. So I can get in and out of PowerPoint and Keynote at will. So we put together a presentation that had about 8 slides in it. And all it was for was just to delineate. So when I'd finished whatever it was I was talking about, I would just use this shortcut key and bring back the presentation. It would go back into a black slide and then I would move it on. And then the next slide would be what I was doing, which meant I didn't have to remember it. And obviously it grew from there, where if I needed to do any explanations with slides, there was a perfect place to put them. So that's what I did with it. And that's how it grew. It grew from there. You knew it was something simple. Yeah, it's not tricky. And I think once you've done it 2-3 times, you'll remember it. Are we having a treat at?
Yes.
Have we been a good bear?
We have.
Oh, you're a good girl, Lola.
Yeah, come on. Oh, daddy.
Makes you grab for it and then legs it. We're looking, Mike, for the show where I demonstrated icons and putting them on folders. And when I've done my search, I've got Jonathan asking the question in 54. And the running order for 54 assures me that we looked at image to icon.
Yeah.
But when I've gone to YouTube, it's not listed.
Oh.
So did we not do it or did you miss it out? He'll have a ponder while he looks at it.
I'll have a look.
I know when we did it the first time, it wasn't in the running order because it was in answer to a question. From memory, it could have been the week that we did stationary pads, which is making a template out of a standard file on Mac OS, which is something, you know, they don't make these things easily discoverable, do they?
I go straight to the bit where Johnny says about a shortage of leeks.
Yes, but Nanny Isaacs wants some. So we could buy them in bulk.
Johnny, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, big trouble.
And we're missing off our order.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing? You did it. Don't remember which one. It was because it was a throwaway thing. It's one of these situations where I just assumed everybody, thank you, Mike, knew about that. And then when I said, well, you just do that. And it's like, whoa, go back. And no, people didn't know about it. So I did an off-the-cuff demo, which probably would not have got written back to the running order. But it's not difficult. So give it a try, Kim. If it doesn't work, then ping me.
54.
Yes, I said it was 54. But then you'd need to find it. Oh, there's you and your dad.
Picture of me and my dad.
That was the day of the funeral, that show. Wasn't 54 the day of the funeral?
Yeah, 20th of December.
That could explain why things got missed. Because we couldn't even get into the building, if you remember.
Hindenburg trial.
We were sat at Mike's mum, well, mum's at that stage. And it was like 20 past eight. And I said, there's no way we're going to get back. I'll cancel it. I get on to my phone. Oh, the YouTube app. It's fantastic if you're consuming. If you're trying to manage anything, forget it. So I said, I'll have to try the other app. So there I am trying to look inconspicuous on my phone at a funeral. And I goes into the management app. Oh, you can create live streams. You can't cancel one. I thought, for crying out loud, Mike. Anyway, at that stage, it was like, well, it's sort of winding down anyway. So we were herring back, and I remember being on the road, and it was 8:40, and I said, it's going to be a push. And of course, we'd been out all day, and then had all of the weekend stuff, because there's sitting shiver, it's called. So that was where we were. That's why we had to eat that McDonald's, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we were literally going from one place to another. So that went on for days and days. But that night, we kind of fell through the door and Mike said, have you done all the prep? And I said, it'll be fine.
There it is.
Ah, you did find it.
Yeah.
Ah, but that's the icon. Is that applying it to an item? Well, you've missed it out the running order. Somehow.
It wasn't in the running order. And nor was there a what's it?
That's because it was one of those off-the-cuff things.
Ah.
But image to icon was in the running order. Is it in the list there? No, don't just swipe backwards and forwards. Look at the list underneath. The list that we pasted in. Is image to icon in there?
No.
Snafu, your part. Well caught, Kim. Right, well, put it in. Find a time and put it in. It is 54 then, according to Mike. So excellent. Oh, Kim, I can guarantee you know nothing. You do, you know loads. You know loads. Like robotic teeth implants. See, that's way more important than icons. Unless you want your icons making pretty. If you have no need of an implant, then maybe the icons are more important. No, it's not tricky. It is mentioned in 54. Mike's just not put it in there in the running order. But it is in Notion. So you must just have missed it. But given the fact you would have been doing that the day after your dad's funeral, I'll let you off. I think is very generous, don't you?
Yeah.
He looks flummoxed now as to how he's managed to do that. Was it in the presentation?
No.
Are you sure there was no slide?
Yes.
Oh, now he's going to make me go find the presentation and prove that there was a slide. Oh, all right then. iCloud clearance, because I took everything off iCloud. Keynote, all the presentations are in there. Let's find 54. There's 54. And let's see if there's a slide or not. This is Jeopardy now. This is real Jeopardy. Right. Pixelmator Pro, super resolution. I remember that. He's right. There isn't. But we must have done it. Unless... Is that Pixelmator Pro?
Yes.
You see, I'm looking at this presentation now and this is a fiasco.
It was Pixelmator Pro.
The slides would have gone behind the scenes. What was behind the scenes? Oh, it was Wirecast. We were using Wirecast and had a 25% voucher to share. Then there was Hindenburg and how that worked because it's World Radio Day around Valentine's Day. So
You said, if you're not autistic, there's things you can do. Let me show you image to icon. So I think, like you say, it was an off the cuff.
Well, I don't think so. Only because it's in Notion.
Oh.
But what will have happened, why there wasn't a slide for it, look at the presentation, Mike. I didn't get a chance, did I?
No.
The funeral that was supposed to be like 11 o'clock and finishing at 2, we were still sat there at 20 past 8. So I'm actually wondering why I've got a yellow dot on here. You know, my traffic light system for if something ready. There's something in there that we were going to cover that we didn't because I didn't have time. And the other two, this is really odd, has got the big dot on it. And it's got numbers in it. It says 47.
Shall I paste the link into the
47 the what's
it chat?
Put the direct link into it and make a note. We need to fix that. Crying out loud. That wasn't bad, though, was it? Just a random request done on the night. No slides. But we've been able to work it out. I think I intended to go back and fix the slides. But, you know, it was Christmas and we were doing another show.
And my dad had died.
Your dad had died. I hadn't seen you in 3 weeks. We were in the middle of one of the biggest of our ever laughable holidays. And we had another show 3 days later. So on the 24th of December 2019, it was 55 and it was the night before Christmas.
So cut us some slack.
Cut us some slack with that one. It's a complete carve-up looking at the preso. But you know, there was a reason. I think I unanimously decided to take some stuff out because I just hadn't been at home. He died on the Wednesday, didn't he?
Yeah.
But you were still staying there, so you didn't even come back. Mike only came home to pick me up to go to the funeral. That was it. So I hadn't seen you since the beginning of December. Oh, apart from that thing we went to, very close to your mum's, you know, the hotel for lunch.
Yeah.
And we got bothered by people who had their own agenda.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, yeah, right. I've got to get Mike back. His dad's dying. Yeah, I know. I'm leaving. Ended up having to walk out. Why are people so selfish? I mean, whatever is on your agenda. And for this guy, wasn't it something in April? And this is December. And he wanted to talk about something in April. And I'm thinking, we'll be lucky if Mike's dad isn't breathing his last by the time we get there. And you want to talk about something in April. And when you actually say to somebody, you know, and we'd already told them, hadn't we, November, that there was no hope and we wouldn't be going, we might be not there at socials and stuff because this was more important. And he was like, I said, Mike's dad, you remember, dying? Yes, yes, but I just want to talk about April. So I said to Mike, we had two cars, I think. And I said, you go and I'll follow you up there. I'm trying to persuade this guy that, you know, winding me up is not a good idea. And he kept doing it. People can be so selfish. I've got no words for people. You're not causing trouble, Kim, not at all. It's fascinating to look back and think, like, you know, like if you wanted to repurpose something off here. Like, there's an example, all right? You'll like this. The week at Matt Byers headquarters, 454, did not exist. The slide is there. It says the week and a bit at Matt Byers headquarters. But there's nothing actually there. I've got notes. So I reckon what I intended to do was fix this. Tell you what, let's have a laugh. Let's look at 55 and see if I did. Oh, right, 55. Where's 55? I'm quite impressed I can actually find these things, you know. They were fine until I took them off. There we go. Until I took them off iCloud. And then it's like, oh, I wonder where I put them. It looks like we had a week at Matt Byers headquarters. No, we didn't. So clearly we've just got one slide that says Christmas Eve. And then we did Cinium. Cinium was the one that does Screenium. They also do, what's that genealogy one called? Your family tree. and a couple of finance apps and the logo app, and they were having a huge sale, 50% off, which was definitely worth sharing. Then we did Slack. You know why we did Slack? We launched our Slack room on Christmas Eve 2019. So we did a piece on Slack. Then we did Flex Time. Oh, I love Flex Time. So good. Guest Timer. It looks like it was all timer apps. Shortcuts. Oh, yeah, we did some shortcuts. And then we did a freebie. What was the freebie? Oh, it was a map, a world map from Envato Marketplace that was free. That was good. I remember that. I use that in presentations. Mike did list management. Then we did an unboxing. I wonder what the unboxing was. This is actually really interesting because back then I didn't put the pictures and stuff of what it was. So what notes I have for the unboxing is, I think we should have this as a competition. There's an Amazon link and underneath it says green was sold out after I bought mine. What did I buy that was green that we then unboxed? Shall we have a look? Go on, tell me what you think it was. Green was sold out after I bought mine. Ah, quite right. The colour they've got at the moment is grey. But I do remember why I bought the green one of what it is and why the green one was sold out. And the second I tell you, you'll probably remember the episode. I should put some pickies in. Was that after I was really over a year ago? Oh, yes. Yes, it was. A cable. No, Kim, but you're very warm. You are tantalisingly warm with that. Tantalisingly warm. It has something to do with a cable, but it wasn't a cable. I do buy coloured cables. We've got coloured audio cables. That's because when we take our microphones out, who remembers the mass unboxing? We had this night and we unboxed that much. It was frightening. I think it was probably early on. But we have two boxes. I think we've got three now. Three like plastic carry cases for microphones. So we bought these microphones and they shipped in these carry cases. We don't take our studio microphones with us when we go out. Too much scope for damage and loss. But I said to Mike, let's try one of these microphones. So I bought a packet of three of these microphones and they came in this plastic carry case. And we tried them and they were fine. So I said, right, what I'll do now is I'll get some foam domes for them and I'll get some cables. And normally I'd just get black. But I said, because we're going to use these when we're out, little did I know. But we did use them twice. We used them 2 years running. I decided I would buy cables that were colour coded to the foam domes. So I remember when we put them all up and Mike said, like, what about this microphone? And I said, what colour's the foam dome? He said, blue. So I gave him the blue cable. And that way, when I plugged it into my external mixer, I knew exactly which was which. So if one's peaking, I can turn it down and I know exactly which one's which. So it could have been a cable. We've got blue, purple, yellow, red, orange and green. So we do have six colours, plus black, I guess, for the microphones, and we have associated foam domes. But no, this must have been for one of our travels. So Kim was close because it's what I would put cables in. Only the one I had was lime green. So that's the link to it. It's basically like a travel case. But I got the green one for a particular reason. And when I say it's green, oh boy, is it green. It looks like Kermit the Frog. It is literally lime green, day glow green. And what I did was I put like a subset of the most important stuff that I knew I was going to need. So phone chargers, watch chargers, that kind of stuff in this green one. And that way, the other 19 that we took with us that were all black, they didn't matter. You know, just, if it's like, it's urgent, I need a phone charger, it's in the green one. So the green one became our primary one. What was useful with it was I did have a case and it's like a small wallet thing that you would put like a couple of credit cards in. And what it had in it was slots to put SD cards in. But if you look closely, if you zoom over the image, roll over the image to zoom in, on that picture, there's a green flag at the top and it says SD card or cards. And I reckon you'd probably get like two SD cards in there. So it had the slot to put it. And I thought, well, you know, I've got plenty of SD cards. I'll just pop a blank one in there for emergencies, because at least you would know exactly where it was. So I put one in there and we get down there and we're working away. And then all of a sudden, I think it was the audio recorder, was saying it was full. And I thought, it can't be. And I think what might have happened is I've got two. And I think I'd put a 128 gig card in one that was more than enough for the weekend. But I think I put a 32 in the other one. And it was like, how to say to Mike where these things were. So because I put a spare one in there, and I think it was a 128, I said to Mike, just go back to the room. It's the green case. There's a little flap at the top. Just take out what's in it and bring that. And it was easy to do. So whereas normally I look at that and poo-poo it and think, oh, who needs that sat there? Actually, pro tip, put something in it. Put a backup card in it just in case. And then you'll know exactly where it is. So yes, that was what we unboxed. Oh, no, it wasn't a HD label. No, I did torment you with that, didn't I? They were actually intended for, you know, like homemade jam and preserves, that you put a black label on the jar and then write on it with like a whiteout pen. But they do work fantastically on the hard drives, you've got to admit. The only difficult thing with them is you do need to get the right type of pen. The one that comes with it isn't very inky. So it's a little bit dry. It's more chalky, but it's not as dark on it. It feels a little bit like it's running out of ink. You've got to shake the things like crazy, but whatever you write on the labels with, not much will get it off. It needs to be damp. But even if you tried like a baby wipe, it doesn't get off the residue. So I was thinking, you know, considering these labels are supposed to be like rewritable, and I didn't intend to buy the black. I was looking for something I had years ago that I used on videotapes. And it was a white label that was like shiny. And you would use a normal dry white pen on it. I couldn't find any. I had those for cassettes. I had them for video tapes. And I had them for 3.5-inch floppy disks. And they were great. But they just didn't seem to make them anymore. So I thought, well, you know, I'm trying various combinations of words. And I came up with these labels with the white ones. I know my links for an item that's unavailable, Tracy, because mine was green. And they don't sell it anymore, but that's what I had. So it's not particularly to buy it now. It's to show you what we were unboxing at the time. There's a million of those, though. As you can see from the top where it says consider these other items, the one that's probably similar to it is the one in the middle. But I'm looking at them and the price is very different. You've got £10.39 or £26.99. So the £10.39 one, yes, I bought that one as well. So I've had that before. I bought that one in the October. The other one I haven't, because the other one's much bigger, I think. But I do have bags like that stacked next to me. I don't think I'd put a camera in there like they've done. But if you look at the one that's £26.99, that one's actually quite handy because you can put batteries in it. Not particularly the AA batteries, but the two square ones next to it are the ones that my vlogging camera takes. And I do have one of those permanently packed, not the double-decker one like that. But I even put in it a 30-pin cable because I can guarantee you when the Catinians go away, we'll have somebody with a vintage phone who's forgotten their charger. The last one, Nina took all the phone cables and said, like, of course I've got my chargers. So she needed to charge her. She had a Fitbit. So she needed to charge her Fitbit, her phone, her iPad, Chidgey's iPad, Chidgey's computer, Chidgey's Fitbit and Chidgey's phone. And she said, I've brought all the cables with me. Don't be ridiculous. You know, I'm not going to be the one that's knocking on your door at midnight. Needless to say, knock on the door at midnight. And she stood there looking very sheepish. She said, I've got all the cables. I said, yeah, what's your problem? She had forgot to bring the bricks. I said, Nina, here's a 10-port USB. I said, away you go. So it was like a brick with 10 ports on it. She plugged the lot into that and overnight they all charged. Never let her live that one down. She'd been so careful taking all the cables, but forgot the bricks to put them in. But if even if she had packed with the bricks, she'd have probably had to pack 10 bricks. So it was far easier to just use one of these 10 things. So I've got both of those. But no, I put that one in because that was the one that I actually, it was that but green. And it was rather cool. Oh, yeah, but the labels, I ended up with the labels because I thought, well, you know, it's the same principle and I don't really care if they're black or white. And then I thought, actually, they could potentially be better in black because it wouldn't stand out as much on the black cases. So that's how I ended up with those. But the trick to using them, and I tried everything. I tried cleaning fluid, made no difference. I tried isopropyl alcohol, made no difference. Could not get this white pen off. Then I tried a microfiber cloth and I thought, well, that should have enough friction without destroying the label. And it did make a bit of an impact, but it didn't get rid of it totally. So I'm sitting looking at that, you know, I could clearly read the first date on it. Well, that was what I was putting on it, the date. And then I just grabbed this cloth, and this cloth, I don't even know what you would call it, but I'll describe it and hopefully you'll know what kind of thing it looks like. I'd call it a dish rag. It's white and it's very stretchy, like knitted, fine knit. And it's sewn together. It's like a tube and the ends are sewn together with like very sloppy red stitching. So to me, that is a dish rag. And you wouldn't see the light of day in my office. It would be downstairs. Somehow I just had one of these and I thought I'll try that because it doesn't matter if I ruin it. So I did I even put some fluid on it? I think I might have put a tiny bit of fluid on it and started rubbing at the text on it. And do you know, it came off. So I said to Mike, you know, and we only bought these cleaning cloths because there was nothing else. I think it was at the start of lockdown. And it was like, no, we've not got any of those. So when I said I'll put an order in for cleaning fluids, I thought, and I'll sling in some of those and some of those. And you can only have a certain number. So I thought, well, I can't buy three packets of the ones we'd use. So I'll have one of those, and one of those cheap things. And honestly, there was about 10 or 20 cloths in it for like a pound. It's the only one that will clean the labels. So now they're squirreled away at the back of my drawer with the hard drives. Where are you going to find 10 plugs in a hotel room? We didn't do bad. Mind you, we had a suite. So I think we had four around the desk. And what they'd done with the TVs, and there was a TV in the lounge area and there was a TV in the bedroom, instead of putting the thing straight in the wall, they'd actually put a double plug wherever there was a device. So there was a fridge, there was a kettle, there was the two TVs, and they'd put double plugs where everything was. But you're right. I mean, years ago, we went to a hotel really close by. It's the one where we have the football dinner that we go to. And it's also where we had ladies' night. And we didn't enjoy our first stay there, let's put it like
we
that.
We complained.
Well, I'm not surprised the toilet door didn't shut.
And we didn't get any reply.
And we got no reply to the complaint, so I said, we're never staying there again. But then the hotel changed hands. And our ladies' night, by that stage, we had Lola. They wouldn't let us take Lola into the room that we had because that's where food was served. But she could stay in the hotel. So she had a great fun during the day, then went back home because we wouldn't leave her in the hotel where we weren't. She was safer at home. So then we came to pick her up and then went back to the hotel where she met everybody from the football group who happened to be staying there that weekend. So we did actually stay in that hotel in the end. So we did go back to it. But we said when we booked in, there were two plugs and that was it. So we used to take a 12-port tower because that was back in the day when you would have needed like a proper plug to charge your laptop. Obviously, now you could do it from a USB brick. Back then, you couldn't. So we would take a 12-port tower with us. But I'd taken about four of these 10-port hubs because I knew someone somewhere would need one. And, you know, can you imagine that they're already away from home and they could start a fight in an empty room, most of them, and now they can't charge their phone. So Mike said, it's not your job to provide power. I said, no, maybe not, Mike. I said, but I know what they're like if they don't get their own way. They're of a certain age, you know, elders and children, and we're in the middle and you get it from both ends. So that's why I did. But you're right, that they're better than they were. But no, there aren't many hotels that would actually have like Ethernet for the network and stuff. And even when they say, you know, oh, we've got great connectivity, it's a Faraday cage. Like when we had to sit outside the back end of October uploading at a picnic table. And they said they had a wireless inside the hotel, which was useless. And we had 4G and we couldn't get a signal, but we could if we stepped outside. When we got outside, that was the hotel, if you remember, that I'm sat there. I think it was about the 20th of October in Yorkshire. Anthony will tell you, Yorkshire, cold, bit nippy. It didn't rain. That was our only saving grace. But it was actually the smoking area. But anyone who came out and looked like they wanted to light up, I just gave them a look as though, excuse me, this is my office at the minute. Can you go away? And we sat there and we uploaded the show because it was a YouTube premiere that night. So I was doing it for you guys. I was sat out there in the freezing cold doing it for you guys. But, you know, it was ridiculous because the hotel, it would have been nice just to sit in there and do it. But it wouldn't do it. I did record in the hotel. But while I'm sitting there freezing my proverbials off, I'm glancing up at the roof. You know, I was looking to the skies with please make this work. When I caught the roof, and the roof was lead lined. So that explained the problem. They must have put that. We have a lead lined roof here over our bay window because we had the bay window changed. We had double glazing put in. And the guy that did it, it seemed like a good job. And then a few months later, there was a huge downpour. And I thought, what's that dripping sound? And I turned around and there was water pouring through the top of where the window met this flat roof, which would have been bad enough. The only thing was it was dripping onto my hard drives. And he refused to come back and sort it out, the guy who put it in. So that was when Mum got those other guys in, you know, the ones that did the fence.
Mm.
They were very good. She likes them. Now, that's from my mum, that's praise indeed. So she explained to them that we'd had this window put in and it was now leaking. And she said, I want it lead lined. I want lead flashing put on it. And the guy said, well, there's lots of plastic. That she said, yes, I know. I want it done properly. So he pitched up with his mate. Honestly, he had it done in about 2 hours. And it's been all right since. So I was explaining it as he was hovering outside and I'm on the inside. And I said, my hard drives live here. So I'm trying to mouth through the window. My hard drives live here. And he's giving me the thumbs up. It'll be fine. And it was. So yeah, lead's very good, but not for signals. Luckily, we don't need the signal to go out that way much. Good night, Jonathan. Enjoy the bins. It's not bin night for us, is it?
No. Bin night's tomorrow night.
Is it real rubbish?
No,
that was last week.
It's blue rubbish.
There's a worldwide shortage
there
of that.
There is.
Yes. If you fill the blue bin, I expect it empty before they arrive in the morning. I expect the men from Amazon to come round and reclaim it all.
Mm.
We've been hearing all day on the news there is a worldwide shortage of cardboard. And the reason is so many people are having things delivered during lockdown that there's no cardboard. And our blue bin, that's the cardboard bin. Needless to say, the cardboard bin is usually quite full because they only empty it once a month. And we do get a lot of things from Amazon, don't we?
Yeah.
Mind you, a lot of our cardboard, I don't know whether they'd want it back because it's damp. We've actually taken now to washing items with Dettol anti-disinfectant thing. The disinfectant, what's it called? Dettol something.
Dettol, yeah.
It kills anything in 2 seconds. Because if we've got something from Amazon and we need to open it within like the 2 weeks, I said, well, just spray it. So when it arrives, spray it and all the cardboard goes wet. I said, don't get too crazy. It depends what's in it. And then we just let it ferment for a while. And then we've got gloves on and then we rip the stuff off. Then we wash whatever's inside it. This is costing a fortune in cleaning products, you know. Sarah had a delivery from Amazon today and it wasn't in the usual cardboard, only in the actual box it came in. They usually tell you.
We've had that before.
Hmm?
We've had that before.
They do usually tell you if they're going to do that. And there is an option to actually have it packed properly because sometimes it's a gift. Not that usually ends well with Amazon. When I ordered Mike a guitar and it said ships in discreet packaging. Yeah, what they didn't tell me was it was the shape of a guitar. That one was a good one. But sometimes they do give you an option, but most of the time you don't even notice it until it turns up. That clearly explains why they're doing it, Sarah. They've got a shortage. What they're doing instead is they're supposed to be shipping it in Recycled plastic. Now, I'm not sure what recycled plastic looks like in a shipping thing. I don't know. But I must admit, I do prefer my stuff to ship in a box where nobody knows what it is. Because, you know, like if you order something and it's like a keyboard for a Mac, you know, you're telling all and sundry that there's a Mac in the house. So I do like it shipping it in stuff like that. But you've not heard of that. It's usually underneath. It usually says on the, I'm trying to think, is it the first page or the second? It's the page where you would actually check out. And it says one, you know, the number of the items, when it's due. And then underneath that, it usually says this ships in identifiable packaging, I think they call it. If you want to ship it in Amazon packing, tick the box. And there is a box that you can put a tick in. And I always do that. I mean, one, there's a few items. One, I don't want people to know what I'm ordering. Two, if they ship it in the actual box and there's no external packaging, the box could get damaged. And if you want to sell it on at some point, if it's something that's a resaleable item, you know, you don't want the box damaged. So that's why I do it. But a couple of times they've sent it and you think like, well, you didn't give me the option. But most of the time they will. Have a look at it. Ooh, haven't pitched your IMAX box yet for that reason. Paul, I've got a bit of a confession in that department. We actually have somewhere in this house every IMAX box going back to 2006. Now, the reason I don't even know where they are. I know where the last two are. They're near the fire in the extension, aren't they?
They are.
And not only do we have the actual IMAX box, we've got the brown one that it shipped in as well.
Yeah, because this keyboard might have to go back.
That keyboard's not right.
No.
Mike's having to charge his keyboard every week. What's the matter with it now?
I'm just about to see what percentage it's at. 15.
And you only charged it a week ago.
I charged it about 3 days ago.
No, that's not right.
No.
Well, you've got a whole 3 years to send it back because it's covered. What they want you to do with the iMac box is keep it because it's cheaper for them if you need to send it back for an AppleCare repair. That you would pack it in its original packaging and then you would put it in the brown one and then tape it up and then it's safe, which is fine. I get that. But I chose not to do that. I chose to have them send me a box to send it back in because my rationale was if you do want to sell it, the fact the box is absolutely pristine and not only have you got the original box, you've got the original box inside the brown box it shipped in, just makes it a little bit more valuable on the resale market. Not that I have ever resold a Mac, but, you know. Oh, you did get rid of the brown one. I worked on the principle, if I put the real box with the pickies on inside the brown box, it didn't actually take up that much room. And it kept the box clean. So we just put them back as they were and slung them in the extension. But then we've got room to do that. I don't need all the other boxes. I don't. I think some of them are in the garage. But, you know, I'm criminal the way I keep stuff like that. I've got every box of all my phones and my iPads. So I've got those somewhere. I really don't need them. I really should get rid of them. Those are those things that, like, you need to say thank you and goodbye to. In that Marie Kondo, you thank it and then you say goodbye to it. Oh, I could be here quite a while doing that. I could say thank you and goodbye to my Firewire cables for a start because I've got nothing to plug them into. I wonder if they do adapters. I had two. They were LaCie drives. They were ahead of their time. They're a bit bigger than the SanDisk Extreme portables, but probably about the same size. It did have a spinning disk in it, but it wasn't one that you took out. You bought it like that. And I think it was 60 gig. And you treated it like a pen drive, but it was a little bit bigger. It's probably the size of a 2.5-inch SSD now. And I've got two of them. And they're sat there. And the thing is, they only work with FireWire 400. And that's criminal that I can't actually use them. And then I look at my Mac, like my 17-inch laptop, and it had every port known to man on it. And I look at them now and, you know, I can barely plug anything in. The other night I had one of the webcams. When I do a webcam thing on After Hours, there's two webcams. And one of them is hooked up to Wirecast so you can see what's going on. But that wouldn't get recorded on the local recording we make. Now, we've only needed the local recording twice. Once YouTube, I think both times YouTube went crazy and it was all out of sync. So we do need a local recording on it. Because if we don't have the full local recording and we do need to recreate it because it's out of sync, you would have a bit missing. So I have the other webcam. So this is that the thing I showed you. Paul liked it. It had two webcams on a microphone stand. So that's how we do it. But that has to be plugged into the laptop, which means because it's a 2018 MacBook Air, there's only two USB-C ports. So there's already a dongle on it to plug that in. Then I need to plug the power in, so that takes the other one up. You know, if you sat here thinking I could do with plugging a pen drive in, you look at it and think, no, it'll only explode. And yet I look at this 17-inch and think that was the best laptop they ever made. It was fantastic. It was desktop quality in a laptop. If they could have just made that the battery lasted longer. But what I did for that was I got a couple of replacement batteries. And that solved that problem. I know then you're carrying the weight of the batteries, but you know, they could do that now. Of course, the next one will be a 17-inch iPad. You heard it here first. It's only a matter of time. Ooh, Kim keeps all the boxes. Kim's like me. Very good in case you move. I don't know. No, Kim, don't even mention moving. No, I could have a breakdown at the thought of moving. storage in the garage for the boxes as well as the closet. Yeah, our garage hasn't had a car in it for years. But we put the washing machine and dryer in there. Because we can't be doing with the noise. It sounds like a herd of rampaging buffalo. So we did away with that. They were in the extension when the extension was a conservatory. So we put them outside and now it's much better. But the rest of that has it's got mum's stuff in it. I've no idea what half of it is. I really do need to go through it. The problem we have here is, in the summer, it's blazing hot and there's no way to cool everything down. Because we don't have air conditioning. In the winter, it's snowing, wet and freezing. So you don't want to be doing it then either. So you need to catch doing the garage, in air quotes, kind of like at Easter or August, when it's either warming up, so you're not actually, you know, losing toes from frostbite, but you're not actually that warm that you can't breathe. And that's why it's not being done, because the weather's just all over the place. And you know what our laughable holidays are like. Rumour that the new MacBook Pros might have more ports than previous. I heard that, and the fact that the touch bar may be going, which I never thought was a good idea in the first place. I could understand a touch bar, just not over the top of the keyboard, because then you've got to reach over the keyboard and you've also got to tilt your head to see what's actually on it. I thought underneath between the trackpad and the keyboard might be a better idea, but you know, they put it at the top. I also expected it to come down to keyboards on your iMac. And that way you could just think of the price they could charge for a keyboard with a touchpad on it. Oh, yeah, I can imagine a trackpad. I can imagine that would have cost a fortune, but they never did. And the other thing I thought they might put on the keyboard, although there's a bit of an issue with it, is the Touch ID thing. And again, they never did. But when that came out, Johnny I was still there, wasn't he? And with Johnny I having gone, I wonder who's in design, who's saying, do you know what? This was never a good idea in the first place. And maybe they will. I don't know. It's not like them to go back on what they've done, though, is it? They very, very, very infrequently do that. But we'll see. We'll see. If it did, I think that would be a really good move. And add a space grey colour. I must admit, I did. I don't see that much difference between the two that I have. My 2012 was silver and my 2018 was space grey. And, you know, I think with the space grey, it was just a case of that's basically the colour to have. But I did, obviously, you know, because I only buy a laptop about once every 6 or 7 years. It's the one piece of kit. I mean, iPhones probably have 3 in that time. iPads maybe 4 or 5 in that time. Even iMacs, but not the laptop. The laptop's very much just portable and I'm not really that bothered. Really good time to buy it, wasn't it, 2018? Because it's not left the house much. I think it came on two or three holidays. And it was good to have that one because the screen was bigger and it was faster. But obviously when I'm buying it, I'm thinking, if this has got to last 6 or 7 years, do I want to get the Pro? And when you start looking at the Pro, you think, well, I might as well have the touch bar. And then you think, but I don't really think I'd use the touch bar. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out. Keyboards plus $30 for space gray. Oh, yeah, that'd be more, wouldn't it? Like the trackpads. I mean, they're exactly the same things. It's just different colour and they're more expensive. I don't think Matthias do that. Didn't Tracy get a dark Matthias? I went for the silver. I think the darker one had the backlit thing. I didn't go for backlit. But I was working on the principle. You know, I was a crash test dummy for this. I thought, well, I like the idea that the Matthias can hook up to four devices. So in that way, it's like my Logitech. But I don't know what the typing experience will be like. So I decided I would just go for like the cheapest model that did the four and see how we went. Because I actually thought to myself, if it didn't work quite as well as I wanted it to, if I felt it was inferior to the Apple one, I would put it in the studio and then have it hook up to different things in there and I would get an Apple one. But this one's great. So I could see if I wanted a darker one, I could do that. Or the one with the backlighting. The backlighting might actually be a nice touch to it. But it's a very good keyboard anyway. So I'd rather use that than an Apple one. But that's it's the Apple tax, isn't it? Which is very, very, very annoying. But hopefully by March, we'll have an Apple event and we'll be able to see where they're heading. Although probably it'll be the iPad first. I'm very glad I didn't get last year's iPad. Because now I'm looking forward to this year's iPad, but we'll see. Because my problem is, do I go for the 11 or the 12.9? And then when I start down that route, I end up buying two. So let's not do that again. I managed to dissuade myself last time. But there's so many different sizes now, I just don't know where we're up to. Anyway, I am going to head off because I've got book club, haven't I?
You have.
Yes, I have. But we will be back with you tomorrow for a week. I think it's 48. So tantalisingly close, aren't we, to a year? Very, very close. So you have a fabulous rest of the weekend and we will be with you tomorrow. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.